No, there's a lot of these conservative groups, pro-free market groups, and they're on the take. And this is kind of an open secret here in Washington, but up to this point, there hasn't really been research to show how broad this is. And we found more than 400 organizations, academic centers, et cetera, groups that have a great deal of influence on Capitol Hill, all taking money from Google, Amazon, Facebook, Apple. And of course, you know, with that money comes the willingness to launder those companies' talking points and promote their preferred policies. And obviously, this has an effect. It certainly has an effect on the Democrats, but we've found it has an effect on Republicans in Congress. You know, those canards you hear about how these are just private companies, they can do whatever the heck they want. Well, those are Google talking points. Those are Facebook talking points. And, you know, it gets laundered through this ecosystem. And that's how these companies have major influence in D.C.
But I mean, this just seems like the definition of corruption. I mean, if you found out that National Right to Life was taking money from Planned Parenthood or PETA was taking money from the pork producers, you would say, whoa, 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 wait a second, that's corrupt. Why haven't we seen news stories pointing out that these groups are clearly, at least ideologically, corrupt? I mean, by definition.
Well, I think there's an effort underway to try to promote that kind of transparency, but it is the mainstream media. A lot of these media outlets are also funded by big tech companies. And don't forget the
Yeah, or
politicians as
owned by
well. I
them.
mean, and the politicians as well. They're funded by these groups, these organizations, these companies as well. And that obviously has an impact on what's happening in Congress. You know, Republicans, we see it all the time. Republicans in committee hearings, you know, they might even take off their jacket and pound on the table to tell you how mad they are about big tech. But then, you know, under the table, they're trying to kill, like, the bills that are going to be before the House next month to break up big tech. These are Republicans that, you know, ostensibly are preaching to their base they're doing something about big tech, and they're not. They're trying to do the opposite, actually.